April 20th, 2007, interview phenomenon, Commander Angel Nova. Right off the bat, when and where did the phenomenon begin?
The phenomenon started in the amazing year 2000 in Earth's capital, Oakland, California.
Okay. Now, what inspired the space theme?
Space is the future and for all of mankind, and we figured that's probably best to get in on that while the getting's good.
Cool. Who are some of your major influences?
We have influences like across the spectrum, from everything from the Cars to Demented Argo to Devo to, you know, across the board, the Kinks, like, you know, the Buzzcocks, One Man Army, it's, you know, it's all over the place.
Now, what should people expect to see when they come to a phenomenon show?
We try and cram as much fun into it as we can, so it's, we're trying to bring, like, the show back to rock and roll a little bit, so it's definitely a good time. You'll have a good time if you let yourself. If you don't, then you're probably a jerk.
Glad to hear you guys bring the show back. For a while, it got to the point where it was hard to, it was almost impossible to tell who was in the bands and who was just part of the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
I like the fact you go to a show, like you guys, or like, say, the Aquabats or somebody, they put on something that, entertains you as well as just, listen, you got something to look at and something crazy and fun, so it's not so dead serious all the time.
Yeah, you can definitely tell us apart from the crowd, except for when our fans start wearing, like, start coming in our uniforms that they make themselves, which is pretty much about the cool in the universe, as far as I'm concerned. So, it's funny, we kind of started out where you could tell the band from the crowd, and last night there was, I think, three kids that came in their own homemade uniforms, and one of them was telling me, he's like, yeah, people are telling me great show and all this stuff. I was like, all right.
I heard that saved you guys' ass on the show recently. You guys had forgotten, Gregarious had forgotten his, like, coat, and you guys ended up borrowing some stuff from fans?
Yeah, my jacket and the professor's got left, and so we grabbed a couple of these. It was 1 minute till showtime, and so we grabbed a couple of these kids, and I said, all right, we need to commandeer your outfits. And it was funny, they were totally excited about it. They're like, wow, thanks. We're like, give me the shirt off your back. They're like, wow, thank you. And it was great. But they totally saved the show.
I was actually, I helped my gram today do some yard work, and one of the things I had growing up was this plastic space helmet with, like, a little radar thing on it.
Uh-huh.
I was tearing through the house today looking for that to wear it to the show, but I could not find it no matter what I did. So, you guys kind of scammed your way under the Warped Tour a few years back. Why don't you tell me a little about that?
We just showed up early in the morning towards the beginning of the tour, and really early in the morning, and we just pulled up into the line of vehicles that was going in, and the Phenomenon Bomber that we drive around in is so outlandish and crazy looking. Actually, we're in it right now.
Yeah.
For your listeners.
And what a crazy thing it is, man. It's awesome. It's like being in, like, some like Star Trek, like, shuttlecraft. It's amazing.
Yeah, but we're in this line, and they see it coming in, and it's just, it's so out of the ordinary that they were like, oh, these guys are for sure with a tour. So we kind of got in, and then once we were in, we made breakfast for the staff. And they were so glad to get a hot breakfast because they were used to just getting, like, cold cereal and fruit and stuff. And so they loved us and started giving us passes and meal tickets and stuff.
Right.
And we just kind of stayed the rest of the tour. And then they started, actually, when they had overflow bands, they started, and we were just playing in front of the Phenomenon Bomber. And when they started having overflow bands, they just said, hey, can you take a couple bands? And we did, even though a lot of those bands were really bad.
Right. And then the next year, you guys were invited to actually join the Warped Tour.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's what happened.
And that was pretty cool. I mean, the persistence pays off, you know. It was pretty amazing. I mean, obviously, you guys were pulling in some crowds out there.
Yeah, well, and they liked it. I guess they really liked our breakfast probably more than anything. Here's Major Jimmy Boom just showed up into the...
Welcome.
Hello. Good evening.
was going to ask you to tell me about the phenomenon, but now, when did you guys start doing, how did it come about? How long did it take to make it look like this?
It took about 5 barbecues with a lot of friends and a lot of random recycled spacey looking stuff, a whole ton of spray paint.
I mean, it looks like the outside of, like, the Millennium Falcon, if you look at this thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're always looking for things that look, if they were painted silver or gray, they would look pretty spacey. And so you'd be amazed at how many things you just find, just kind of, you know, on the street or out of some package that you just ate something out of, or you never know what it is, and it's like, wow, this is cool.
I was watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I looked in the back, and it was all spacey-looking set, and I looked in the back and realized it was just ordinary things that they'd stuck on the wall and painted. I'm like, oh, that looks really spacey, and so we just went for it. But thanks, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Now, this one's kind of a silly question. Who would win in a fight? The Aquabats, Jimmy the Robot, or your own JoeBot 2.0?
Oh my gosh. They're actually on our MySpace. They're ending up a picture that somebody just made that I think is wildly inaccurate, and it shows JoeBot losing. And I mean, Jimmy the Robot is a fantastic machine, but it's all fleshy looking. There's not even any metal robot parts.
Right. And the thing about it is, Jimmy the Robot is smart. I could see where he could just, like, hit the off switch when he wasn't looking. Those kinds of things could happen. There are technicalities with any kind of robot battle, but, for the most part, it would be a hell of a fight.
You guys should try to get him on that robot wars out there, have them fight each other and duel it out on there. It'd be kind of fun.
Jimmy the Robot and JoeBot versus the gay robots from Star Wars.
The weirdest thing about this whole
data from Star Trek.
It's
taken us by surprise because those two really like each other. Like, they really get along good. And for them to fight, wow.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
JoeBot, I don't know about Jimmy the Robot, but JoeBot is definitely programmed not to damage any expensive equipment. Yeah, we learned that the hard way.
Now, you guys have Cadet Orbit, the world's handsomest space dog, and I asked about this earlier, but does he actually travels with you guys on tour sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. We weren't sure about this time because we're going to be crossing over into the Canada system. And we didn't know what they would think about that. They might have some, like, it's possible that they had some dog that felt like it was the handsomest space dog, and, like, you know, for political reasons, maybe they wouldn't want Orbit there too, because Orbit's probably for sure handsomer.
Oh, he's a damn handsome dog. I checked him out on his MySpace. How many cool dogs have their own MySpace? And he got a lot of babes on his friends list.
Yeah,
I tell you,
he knows what he's doing.
He may actually have a few more babes than you guys actually yourselves have.
Yeah, it's very annoying. This is my tattoo of Orbit's paw print.
Oh, that is awesome. He's got a tattoo. It's red with stars all around it. A little rocket going around. It's very cool. Orbit underneath it. Very sharp.
Yeah, it's a
corporate logo.
Yeah, that's his exact paw print, and that's his corporate logo there.
Very neat. Now, talked to you earlier, I asked if he was going to be here, because we have the world's most beautiful Earth dog,
uh-huh.
And we were going to bring her along to maybe see if they wanted to play for a little while after you
liked her.
Yeah, she's pretty hot for a dog.
Yeah. Very spontaneous. You never know what, sometimes he's moody,
But he's pretty crotchety, but he's very smart. He's back at the command center, there's a little button with a little dog print on it, and when he has to do his business, he pushes the button, and it sets off this doorbell, and it alerts us. And he's really smart, but he's a little too smart. Now if it's a sunny day, he's like, oh, this doesn't mean go outside and enjoy life. This means it's strictly for business, Orbit, if you're listening.
All right, your song Galactic Pioneers plays over the credits in the sci-fi film Dead and Dutter. How did that come about?
We just had friends who were involved in that movie, and they're really cool guys, and they got us on there because they're our buddies.
That's cool. Now, you guys' album Reentry came out in 2004. You got anything new coming out soon?
It's funny you should ask. We have just been recording our next album, and we recorded everything except the backup vocals, and then it was going to be ready to start mixing down and ready for production, and it got trapped in a portable hard drive and can't be released, so it's stuck in there. And so we sent it off, and we have, I think, 30 nerds working around the clock trying to free it out of there.
Well, that should take no time at all, man.
Yeah,
30 of them.
Well, they got to go into one of those, like, clean rooms. And so,
yeah, you have
like,
to wear some sort of
super nerds. Yeah, they're super nerds.
I have two of those. I almost thought about wearing that today. Now, what's the mission for the summer? You're going to the Canada system. What's up after that?
We have a few local shows around Earth's capital, and then we have to finish recording this new record, and we're going to do some video stuff, and then we'll probably be back on the road again. As soon as the album comes out, maybe August or something like that, whenever we can free it from its digital prison.
Speaking of videos, the video for Mission with the robots or that. Freaking awesome, man.
Yeah, we're real happy with that, how that turned out. The guys that helped us make that were definitely geniuses, and it really turned out.
And who helped you guys do that?
Just some friends of ours from the Earth's Capital, Roy Miles and his friends.
Okay. So the last thing I was going to ask you about, I kind of got out of order here. I guess most of my stuff has been asked, so any last words before we wrap this up? Anything particularly to say?
Just science and honor. Thanks for coming out. And
thanks for having us.
Come and see us when we come through your system.
Cool. Yeah. Space is the place for the whole human race.
Cool. And orbit.
And orbit. All right, guys. Thank you, and happy 420.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.